is to buy her one for her birthday. Such is life in a geek household. Actually, I have a motive for going into work that I don't feel like telling Mo about. So as soon as I've stopped in my office and filled out a requisition for the file numbers Angleton scribbled on that scrap of paper for me, we can't get at the stacks directly right now. They're 50 meters down under the building site that is Service House, but there's a twice-daily collection and delivery run. I head down the corridor and across the walkway and up the stairs to the security office. "Is Harry in?" I ask the guy in the blue suit behind the counter. He's reading the afternoon Metro and looking bored.
"Harry, who wants to know?"
He sits up. I pull out my warrant card. "Bob Howard, on active. I want to talk to Harry, or failing that, whoever the issuing officer is, about personal defense options."
"Personal def—"
He peers at my warrant card. Then his eyes uncross, and he undergoes a sudden attitude adjustment.
"Oh, you're one of them. Right. You wait here, sir. We'll get you sorted out."
Contrary to popular fiction, there is no such thing as a license to kill. Nor do secret agents routinely carry firearms for self-defense. Me, I don't even like guns. I mean, they're great fun if all you want to do is make holes in paper targets at a firing range, but for their real design purpose, saving your ass in a life-or-death emergency, no, that's not on my list of fun things. I've been trained not to shoot my own foot off, and I've been practicing regularly ever since the business on St. Martin, but I feel a lot safer when I'm not carrying a gun. However, 2 days ago, my primary defense ward got smoked in a civilian FATAC. Yesterday, I got doorstepped by a killer zombie from Jerzinski Square, and now I have a dull ache in the life insurance policy telling me that it's time to tool up. Which in my case means, basically, dropping in on Harry, which means,
"Bob, my son, and how's it going with you? Girlfriend glassed your head up?"
Harry the Horse is our departmental armorer. He looks like an extra from The Long Good Friday. Belt-straining paunch that's constantly trying to escape, thinning white hair, and a piratical black eye patch. Last time I saw him, he was explaining the finer details of the care and feeding of a Glock 17, which we've standardized on, damn it, because of an ill-thought requirement for ammunition and parts commonality with a Sweeney. I responded by showing him how to take down a Medusa, something which I have unfortunately too much experience at. I recover from the back-slapping and straighten up. "It's going well, Harry. Well, kinda sorta. My ward got smoked a couple of days ago, and I'm on heightened alert. There's been an incident."
"As I can see from your head, my son. So you're thinking you need to armor up. Come right this way. Let's see what we can kit you out with."
He yanks the inner door open and pulls me into his little shop of... You know that scene in The Matrix when Neo says, "We need guns," and the white backdrop turns into a cross between Heathrow Airport and the back room at a rifle range? Harry's temporary office in the new Annex third floor extension security area is a bit like that, only cramped and lit by a bare 60-watt incandescent bulb supervised by a small and very sleepy spider. Harry pulls something that looks like an M16 on steroids off the wall and picks up a drum magazine the size of a small car tire.
"Can I interest you in an Atchison AA-12 assault shotgun? Burst selectable for single shot or full auto? Takes a 20-round drum full of 12-gauge magnum rounds, and I've got a special loadout just for taking down paranormal manifestations. Alternate frag 12 fin-stabilized grenades, white phosphorus rounds, and solid silver triple-aught buck, each ball micro-engraved with a litany of Carnesh. Right up your street, my son."
He racks a slide on the AA-12 with a clattering clash like the latch on the gates of hell. I was thinking of something a little smaller, perhaps? Something I could carry concealed without looking like I was smuggling anti-tank guns on the bus.
"Wimp."
Harry puts the AA-12 back on the rack and carefully stows the drum magazine in a drawer. I can tell he's proud of his new toy, which, from the sound of it, would certainly blast any unwanted visitor right off my doorstep. And the front path, and the pavement, and the neighbors opposite at number 27, and their back garden too.
"So tell me, what is it you really want?"
That's the cue for business. First, I need to indent for a new Class 4 certified defensive ward, personal, safe to wear 24/7. I pause. I also want to draw a hog, Cat 3 with silvered base and a suitable carrier. And, I steel myself, I'll take your advice on the next, but I was thinking about drawing a personal protective firearm. I'm certificated on the Glock, and a box of ammunition, I won't be routinely carrying it, but it'll be kept at home to repel boarders.
You don't need a Glock to get rid of lodgers, my son.
He spots my expression.
Had a problem?
Yeah, attempted physical intrusion.
Who else will have access to the weapon?
I choose my next words carefully. The house is a level 2 secure site. The only other resident is my wife. Dr. O'Brien isn't certificated for firearms, but she has other competencies and knows not to play with other kids' toys. Harry considers his next words carefully.
I don't want to lean on you, Bob, but I need more than your word for that. Seeing as how it's for you and the delectable Dominique, give her my regards. I think we can bend the rules far enough to fit, but I shall need to put a ward on the trigger guard.
How? That's new to me.
It's a new technique the eggheads in Q projects have come up with. They take a drop of your blood and key the trigger guard, so that the only finger that'll fit through it is yours. Of course,
his voice drops confidingly.
That doesn't stop the bad guys from chopping your finger off and using it to work the trigger, but they've got to take the gun and the finger off you before they can shoot you with it. Let's just say it's more about stopping pistols from going walkies in public than about stopping your lady wife from offing you in a fit of jealous passion.
I roll my eyes. Okay, I can live with that. He brightens.
Also, we can make it invisible and silent.
What? Hey, you mean you've got real concealed carry? He winks at me.
Okay, I would like that too.
As long as it's not invisible to me also. And, the holster. An invisible gun in a visible holster would be kind of inconvenient.
It'll be invisible to anyone who doesn't have a warrant card, my son,